Egypt, revolutionary still? From the first days of the so-called Arab Spring, I hesitated to call the Egyptian rebellion in Tahrir Square a revolution. I called it a pre-revolution, for the removal of one man, even one as seemingly mighty as Hosni Mubarak, does not a revolution make. Indeed, it now appears like powerful social forces, principally in the military, tossed their former leader to the wolves, thereby protecting their status in Egyptian society. The rise of Mohamed Morsi raised nerves across the Atlantic for fear that a former Islamic Brotherhood leader would strike down the Israeli-Egyptian peace accords. President Morsi's recent work as intermediary between Gaza and Israel has instead endeared him to the West, who could not praise him enough after a ceasefire was reached. The president's recent decree of concentrated political power in the hands of the executive was therefore timed perfectly, as it comes at a time when the U.S. is in full praise mode. After all, few voices in the West objected to the full dictatorial powers wielded for decades by Mubarak, for he was a reliable pro-Western puppet. To now protest Morsi's assumption of power would be the height of hypocrisy. But what's new about hypocrisy in U.S. foreign policy? It is the norm. The only question they care about is it in their best interest? Does it or does it not upset the precarious apple cart that is the Middle East? That answer provides the big answer. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.